Turning around, she dashed towards the kitchen area and disappeared behind the doors. Jacob continued to look out the window and towards the streets. His mind was a hostage of fear and curiosity. He had seen something unexplainable. It had looked like a man, but there was also something very alien about him. And then there was that look of recognition. Whoever it was, it seemed as though he knew him. With his fingers trembling and his skin a bit clammy, he moved toward the door and pushed through the exit. 20 minutes later, he found himself sitting alone in his apartment looking at a mostly blank wall. There were a couple of portraits of his parents and one of a tree with red leaves. Besides that, it was an empty wall. He had lived here only a few months, and while that seemed long enough to have personalized the place a bit, he hadn't really felt the need. His parents, after all, were long predicting his failure and eventual return home. He resented the option, but evidently couldn't discount it either. He sat in a still wooden chair, cornered by his thoughts and curiosities. In his hand, he held a pipe. As he pressed the stem against his lips, he took a long hit, holding it in for a moment, and then expelling it. His mind raced to the man in the streets. To the look in his eyes, it seemed almost accusatory. But who was it? Jacob had, in general, considered himself to be a pretty docile person. He tried not to make enemies. Sure, he had disagreements, especially with that fool Henry from the office. But besides that, he was pretty kosher with most others. Wait a second, he paused. He took another hit of his pipe. That strange man's outfit, it had stood out. Obviously, the most noticeable thing about him was his horrendous appearance, but beyond that, his clothes were most bizarre. It wasn't an outfit one normally saw in the city, or in this country for that matter. Robes of some kind, dark brown with strange patterns that resembled dragonflies. I've seen that outfit before, he realized. Jumping to his feet, he raced to a nearby desk and placed his pipe down atop its surface. To his left was a stack of folders, documents regarding the incident that had happened a couple of months back. Where is it? He whispered. Page after page, he skimmed until he finally came upon a photograph of the man who had perished that day. The man looked just as he remembered. Black hair, cut in a bowl, small lips and eyes, and finally the black robes with the dragonflies. Itoro Ichiman. That was his name. By all accounts, that was the most bizarre day of his life. Working at the port, he had seen many strange things, but nothing could quite compare to the strange sand that man had brought with him that day. Most troubling of all was the fact that he had missed it in his inspection. What was he really planning on using it for? He glanced over the picture, studying every detail of the man's expression as best he could. As he further inspected it, the obviousness of the connection to the man in the streets grew. But instead of feeling closer to answers, he found himself feeling further than he had before. Thump, thump, thump. The knock on his door cut through the silence like a machete through weeds. He dropped the picture to the floor and looked at the doorway. Thump, thump, thump. Whoever it was, they were persistent.
Who is it?
He called. His heart felt as though it were in his throat. Images of the strange man from the street crawled into his mind. It was all he could think about, all he could imagine. He felt certain the late-night visitor was indeed the malevolent figure he had seen just barely an hour ago. His feet felt weighted as he cautiously approached the door. I'm just freaking myself out, he whispered. He pulled the door open. Standing there was Marcy. She was wearing the same outfit from earlier, and she looked positively whipped. Her cheeks had that red hue they always got when she was stressed, and her hair was tossed around wildly. Hi, he sighed. Hey, she replied. What's wrong? You look weird. And you left earlier without even saying goodbye. The image of the strange man popped into his mind. Once again, he felt the same chill he had before.